800-288-9227. It is Ask the Law. Retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol is here. Make sure you get on board, drivers, with your regulatory items. You got a question for Trooper Dial. We welcome that at 800-288-9227. Let's get you lined up right now. Hours of service or whatever your regulatory question may be, get it to us right now, 800-288-9227. You can text us, 68683. Make sure MRN is the first three letters there. By the way, the information and answers to questions are up to date as of this morning, October 5th, 2009, but they can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial to be considered opinions only. Drivers, get your CMV questions answered anytime at askthelaw.org. Click the big red button that says email, Ask the Law. Yes, it's over. I hear a fat lady singing.
Yeah, I said that during the break. It wasn't not directed at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
It was directed at my Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no, it's directed at both teams.
No, they're 2-2. They've got a great chance.
Yeah, whatever.
They have a solid chance
sure
of coming
they
back.
Do.
My team lost to Miami. Winless Miami.
Right.
With a quarterback making his first NFL start. He had never started in the NFL before, and we lose 38-10.
It was Paul Reubens, in fact, that is the Miami Dolphins quarterback now.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So
oh my God, that is good.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was good.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so there we are. We laugh because it's too painful to cry. It's just I don't know. I didn't watch the Cowboys game. I actually slept most of the day.
I watched. I turned the Bills off in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And went right to the Cowboys game. And and that wasn't any better.
No.
At the end of that game.
No.
Oh, jeez.
No.
And I guess I'd actually rather right now. I'm so cynical about football. I'd rather have what I have now, which is the season's over after week four.
Right.
Instead,
you can write it off instead of having to invest any more emotion into it. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it looks like Cowboys fans are going to be taking this for a while. Because
yeah, right.
You know, 2-2, .500.
We're taking it all right.
They'll be able to beat some of the easy teams out there.
Yeah.
And mediocre teams.
That's right.
They can, well, Denver is 4-0, right?
4-0.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cowboys have beat a couple of teams that were winless, and they don't look like they can hold up to really good serious teams.
Too bad they don't play the Bills this year.
Yeah.
You can put that in the lock section.
We could. Well, I don't know about that. That actually might be a good game. All right, Senior Trooper Monty Dial, retired of the Texas Highway Patrol, is here. Let's move on, please, and talk about CSA 2010. Now, we were recently talking to Ray Greer, the CEO of GreatWide, and we asked him the question. I asked him, do you believe the industry is prepared for CSA 2010? He said, and I quote, I don't think so. There's a lot to be done here, and I really, this is, as far as regulations are concerned, this is kind of like, to me, hours of service in the past or on the equipment side, the engine changes we've gone through. There's a tremendous learning curve, I think, here for the industry. So let's get down to it. Here's the measured system. It would, according to the website, by the way, there is a website, CSA2010.com.
Yes.
Okay, CSA2010.com.
Or they can go to the FMCSA's website.
Right.
FMCSA.dot.gov. And they've actually got a nice PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
That will take the driver
kinda
or the company through and just walk you through.
All right. And there's again the here it's this we'll start with the measurement system. It would group the safety performance data of motor carriers and drivers into seven different categories called BASICs, Behavioral Analysis Safety Improvement Categories. The seven BASICs are: 1, unsafe driving.
Yes.
2, fatigued driving.
Yes.
3, driver fitness.
Yes.
4, controlled substances and alcohol.
Yes.
5, vehicle maintenance.
Yes.
6, improper loading and cargo.
Yes.
And 7, a crash indicator.
Yes.
All right. Now, what does this mean essentially for the driver? Does this mean a new database of information, and what will be available on this database? What will be available from this information that will be compiled collected and stored here at the FMCSA, and who will be able to see it?
What will happen is every roadside inspection that a driver goes through, irregardless of whether there are any citations issued, if there are warnings, and if a driver was to go through and he's that meticulous driver that wants to make sure everything is correct, there are no violations, that will also go on this national database. All a carrier has to do is be able to log on to the system, and they can go in and can download every roadside inspection that a driver has gotten over the last 3 years.
Wow. So essentially, this is like, I would consider this to be like the DAC report on steroids.
Yes.
In other words, it's not just what a company would report and put on there.
Right.
This is everything that's going to happen to you in the event of an accident, correct?
Yes.
In the event that you get an inspection and there is something, whether you get a ticket for it or not, if there's something that's noted by that officer, it will go into this database.
That is correct.
All right. So from that point, as far as enforcement is concerned, what do the drivers need to be concerned about? At what point can a driver be put out of service?
What will happen is FMCSA has this database set up that it will regenerate itself every 30 days. What they do is, let's say that a driver over a 30-day period gets 3, 4, 5, 6 inspections. At the end of that 30-day, when the database is regenerated, those inspections will now show up. FMCSA is looking at what's on that. Now, here again, the drivers will pretty much be grouped based upon the size fleet that they're in.
Right.
If you're an owner-operator and you have your own authority, you're compared with all the rest of them. You take a large company that has, you know, several thousand, they're going to be compared with drivers. Another company that has that same amount of drivers. What will happen is when this database is regenerated, they will start going through there and they will start looking at what is showing up on these inspections. They're looking for repeat violations that show up. And you and I were discussing earlier before we went on the air, and I said it could be something as simple as every time a driver goes through a roadside inspection, he is written up for a defective license plate lamp. That is something that FMCSA is looking, because it's something that happens every time that driver goes through a roadside inspection. That pops up.
Wow. Okay. So at what point, where is the trigger that would put a driver out of service? Is this going to be discretionary? Is this going to be what type of information will they look at, and how many what chances do drivers have? What can they do to defend themselves, or what is done before a driver is put out of service?
Well, it's not an out of service. Here again, we go back to the seven basics that you talked about earlier.
Right.
What they're doing is they're looking to see if that violation, and I was being kind of a little facetious when I was talking about a driver being written up every time he's
right.
got a defective license plate lamp.
Right, right.
But what they are doing is they're looking at these seven basics
right.
that are listed, and if they start seeing repeat warnings,
right.
let's say a warning.
In one particular area especially, right?
Right? Then what they do, and I told you earlier, it's kind of like a driver or a company gets on a merry-go-round, and this merry-go-round spins for 30 days. Then they regenerate the computer, and then at any time, if that driver gets thrown off of that merry-go-round because he has repeat violations out of one of these seven basics, then there is a letter that is sent to the carrier, and the carrier has to address the violation.
Okay.
They have to return a letter to FMCSA or a state partner addressing what they're going to do to correct this problem. The driver and the carrier are put back on the merry-go-round again. Here we go. Another 30 days regenerates itself. They evaluate the inspections that have come through. Here again, if one of these seven basics starts popping up again, the carrier and the driver gets thrown off again. Now then, FMCSA or state partner now do a face-to-face conference or a face-to-face meeting. They sit down, formulate a plan, what they're going to do to correct this problem with either the company or the driver. They get put back on the merry-go-round. We start spinning, spins for another 30 days. The computer regenerates itself. If another group of seven basics show up again, gets thrown off again, and now then they come in and will actually do a sort of a mini compliance review just on that driver. They'll ask them to bring in their time records, their maintenance, their qualification files, and all this and that. And they will take and look to see whether or not they are in compliance there. So it can go on. I think after about the fifth time or sixth time, now then we get into the full-blown compliance review. At that point in time, there's three ratings that a company will get. They can continue to operate, they're marginal, or unfit. And if they get an unfit rating, FMCSA is there to make sure that they lock the door.
And once they lock the door, that carrier's done.
That's it. Their history.
Big or small.
Doesn't make a difference.
Wow. That's really interesting. We'll talk more about CSA 2010 coming up on Ask the Law. If you want to get on board, 800-288-9227. Your questions are welcome at 800-288-9227. If you've got a question about, about equipment, or maybe you had your brakes checked here recently, maybe you've got a question about hours of service, we'd love to hear from you. We do this every single month. It is Ask the Law, brought to you by Old Blue USA. We want to thank R.J. Taylor and his staff there at Old Blue USA for helping make this possible. We'll get to your questions and answers coming up here in just a moment. Stand by.
It's the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law with retired senior trooper Monty Dial. I'm Gary McNamara along with Eric Harley.
It's brought to you by Old Blue USA. All the information and answers up to date as of October 5th, 2009. They can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered opinions only. Drivers, get your CMV questions answered at askthelaw.org. Click on the big red button that says email Ask the Law. In leading up to a compliance review for a carrier, essentially, the design of this CSA 2010 is to get just the bad drivers individually off the road, not necessarily bad carriers. I mean, the carriers obviously have a responsibility, but they're looking to get the bad drivers taken off the road individually.
Yes, and it, you know, right now under the current compliance review system, it's all based upon the safe stat. They look at drivers, they look at vehicles, and they look at crashes, and they look at management's compliance. Each one of these, they have what they call an SAE, a scoreable area. And you're based upon your score in one of these four areas determines whether or not you're on the A list, the B list, the C list, the D list, and it goes all the way down to like G or H.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon whether you're a passenger carrier, you haul hazardous materials, and so on and so forth. But FMCSA will take and do every carrier that's on the A list. Then they go to every carrier that's on the B list, and they try to get to every carrier that's on the C list. And this is done twice a year, January and July is when FMCSA does the safe start runs. Under CSA 2010, it's done every 30 days. So
it would be easier to get a driver
yes.
essentially put out of service than it would be because those drivers will be out of service.
Yes.
The company itself, obviously, will be not, I don't want to say protected, but will not have such a tough time in a compliance review.
Correct. And something else that nobody or you and I have not discussed tonight, but insurance companies will also have access to this data.
Interesting.
So now then, the insurance company steps in and says, Mr. Carrier, we will no longer write that driver insurance if he drives for you.
So essentially, the insurance carriers, the carriers themselves, the
mm-hmm.
The trucking companies, will have a greater responsibility in watching out for bad drivers.
That's
because
right.
if they don't, then and they start to have a pattern of hiring bad drivers,
yes.
It's going to spell bad news ultimately, as you mentioned. Ultimately, it could mean that the FMCSA locks their doors for good.
Correct.
That's really interesting. Wow. If you want to get on board, 800-288-9227.
Wow.
It's an interesting, it really is interesting, and I'd like to know if drivers, if you have any thoughts on it, get on board at 800-288-9227. Questions for Trooper Dial about hours of service or other regulatory items, you can get on board with those as well, and we're back in a moment.
On the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law. Gary McNamara along with Eric Carly.
Senior Trooper Monty Dial, retired of the Texas Highway Patrol, is here, courtesy of Old Blue USA. We do it every single month at this time. It is Ask the Law for October 5th, 2009. The information and answers are up to date as of today, and they can change without notice. Any comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial considered to be opinions only. Go to askthelaw.org anytime to ask your CMV questions. Just click on the big red button that says email, Ask the Law. Let's get to you at 800-288-9227.
We go to Michael in North Carolina. Michael, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on Ask the Law with Trooper Dial. Welcome. Hi.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all tonight. I've been driving since 1985. You know, the CDL started about 89. You know, he's talking about a merry-go-round. This sounds more like Russian roulette to me.
Wow. You know, it's funny because Michael...
I'm pissed off. I'm not laughing a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I will trust the dumbest truck driver out here more than I will the average four-wheeler.
Yeah.
Anybody that can sit here and drive 500 miles plus a day is not too damn dumb.
Yeah. And I'll,
this is insane.
Yeah.
I had 3 DOT inspections in the past 60 days.
Yeah. Well, and I would assume we're going to see more of that because if you have something like a CSA 2010, then you can expect that there will be enforcement of it and they'll look to step up inspections on the state level. Now, again, the state enforcing all of the FMCSA rules here. I don't know if that will be the case, but I just make that prediction because, again, if you have something that's put in place like CSA 2010, then certainly there has to be enforcement behind it. But one of the questions I have, and thank you, we do appreciate the comment, Michael. One of the questions I have is, and Gary and I and you were talking about this during the break, Trooper Dial, and that is fatigued driving and driver fitness. Now, one of the concerns immediately would be one of the states right now that has a fatigue driver checklist, that being Minnesota. That kind of enforcement, again, being applied to the driver, where I realize that these officers do have a job to do, but if they're by state law or something else, they are given a fatigue driver checklist. I could see drivers left and right being put out of service. Are my concerns warranted? What do we know about this one item, which is part of the seven basics here, fatigued driving? What do we need to know?
Mainly what you would be concerned on that would be driving beyond the 11th hour, driving beyond the 14th hour.
Okay.
You know, things in of that nature that would take and would show that a driver has been driving longer than they should have.
Okay. Right. It's not something where they're going to necessarily just look at you and say, well, this guy looks too tired to drive.
No.
Okay. All right. And what about driver fitness? This is a question that Gary had. Now, certainly we already have the DOT physical.
Right.
Is any of that going to change, or is that information from the DOT physical going to be integrated into this database as a result of CSA 2010?
Yes, it will be integrated in that. I also look for the new DOT physical requirements to probably come on board sometime next year to coincide with this, which means that based upon a driver's body mass index, the driver could be required to go through the sleep study because they've one of the things that they're looking at is drivers that have sleep apnea, even though he may just come out of a 10-hour break.
Right.
The fact is, because the driver has the sleep apnea, he has not gotten the REM sleep that is needed to be a rested driver.
Will someone who is properly treating sleep apnea still be allowed to drive if
sure.
they're using the CPAP?
Sure.
Okay. Again, a lot of these questions that come up, and there are many, I know, really have to be, I think, answered between now and the time CSA 2010 goes into effect. In fact, what date are we looking for CSA 2010?
I had seen a report from FMCSA that said they are looking to get it on the ground sometime in July of next year.
Okay.
I had read some reports the other day that they're looking at possibly now going to the third quarter of next year.
Interesting. It says here on their website that it's anticipated that the full implementation of CSA 2010 by FMCSA will begin on or around June of 2010. And I had heard that before, and that may be dated information.
Yes.
Because I think in order to prepare carriers, if the idea ultimately is to say to carriers, you have a responsibility to make sure that you don't hire a number of bad drivers who have bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of paraphrasing. I'm painting with a broad brush here, but I'm trying to simplify this so that drivers can digest it better. But if that's the point there, and then to say to insurance carriers, look, you also have some responsibility, but also to the driver, and we've had this question come up time and time again, and you and I were talking about this during the break. The driver will have responsibility because in the past, we've heard as many years as we've been doing this show, we've heard from driver after driver after driver that said, this company won't fix the brakes. I've told them about this. I've told them about those lights. They won't get this item on the truck fixed. When it comes to equipment, it's going to be on the driver to say to these companies, I just noticed during my post-trip or during my pre-trip that I've got this problem. This has to be fixed. I'm not driving this truck another inch until it is, because this isn't going on my record. Because if the drivers don't take that stance, then ultimately this ends up, as you mentioned, they don't even have to be ticketed for it.
Correct.
If it's noted by that officer,
yes,
it will become part of this record under CSA 2010, which will be a database that the FMCSA will make available to just about anybody who has that information on that driver.
That's correct.
So ultimately, the drivers are going to have to say to these companies, you need to get this fixed. Now, the other side of that is there are consequences for those companies that we've heard about over the years that do not get their equipment fixed on a regular basis, that have a problem, because if you have multiple drivers under one carrier under CSA 2010 that are facing equipment problems, that's a red flag under CSA 2010 for a compliance review that ultimately could close the doors forever for that carrier.
You got it.
Wow, what we learn in 46 minutes and 20 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I try to digest this information. I try to bring up these questions because I know as long as we've been doing, and we were doing Ask the Law before hours of service changed.
Yes.
And that the original hours of service rule been on the book for decades.
Yes.
About six decades, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
Yeah, and we still had the same questions every time. So I know when it comes to something like CSA 2010, this has to be an educational process. We have to digest this. We have to know what the good, the bad is, and the ugly in this situation. And ultimately, and we've heard this before, and you mentioned one of the friends of this program, Don Lacey from Prime Incorporated. He always says, "Look, you're the captain of the ship. You're ultimately responsible."
Right.
But from an enforcement standpoint, that's something that you had to tell many drivers.
Yes.
That ultimately, if you're out here driving a truck and the brakes are not properly adjusted,
yes,
if the clearance lights aren't working,
yes,
then that's on you.
Yes.
Because you have an opportunity during your pre-trip, during your post-trip,
yes,
to take care of all these items, make a note of all these items,
yes,
report it to that carrier,
yes,
or whoever is responsible for that equipment, and to get it taken care of before you get in behind that wheel.
Correct.
So, again, I think that's the ultimate lesson here, is that everyone's going to have something under CSA 2010 on them.
Yes.
The carriers.
And the drivers.
The drivers. So, is there anybody, by the way, out there that does not have a problem with CSA 2010? We just heard from a driver who has a huge concern with it because, again, it comes down as heavy-handed government. But there's nothing we can do to reverse CSA 2010.
No.
As you can agree, disagree, whatever it is. The problem is that it's not going to go away. And if you're going to stay in this business, you absolutely need to know everything, because this is your record going forward.
Yes.
It's possible the DAC reports could go away, because all of this information is going to be available to anybody who's got the information on that driver. They'll type in, a password and the driver's information,
mm-hmm,
and the FMCSA reports will come up. And again, items will be on there whether you're ticketed for those items or not.
Well, it will not show whether or not a citation was or was not issued.
It will just, if the officer makes a note of,
yes,
it will come up.
Yes, if that was reported as a violation,
right,
on the roadside inspection, it goes into the database.
Wow. All right, it's Ask the Law, 800-288-9227. And by the way, we will be focusing on CSA 2010 now until the end of time, because there are going to be so many questions. And we want to make sure that here on Ask the Law and other segments on our program that we're doing everything to educate the driving public, that they know, that commercial drivers know what to expect and know how to protect their own record.
And yes.
Again, if you're the captain of that ship, as Don Lacey always says, you have to take ultimate responsibility. So there is opportunity for you to take care of all of these items.
Yes.
And be responsible for them. Back to Ask the Law here in just a moment. Stand by.
It's the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law. Gary McNamara with Eric Harley.
It is Ask the Law for October 5th, 2009. All the answers that you get to the questions this morning are up to date as of this morning, and they can change without notice. We're here with retired senior trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol, courtesy of Old Blue USA. By the way, all of the statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial considered to be opinions only. Go to askthelaw.org and click on the big red button that says email Ask the Law, and you can send them your questions there. 800-288-9227.
Let's go to Steve in Utah. Steve, you're on the Midnight Radio Network. You're on Ask the Law. Welcome. Hi.
Thank you, Gary. I hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing fine.
Well, you know, the law makes my eyes cross. Anyway, what's the applicability of these of CSA 2010 to foreign carriers or foreign drivers that are getting ready to run all over the country?
Hmm. That's, you know, that's a question, and thank you. In fact, Steve, if you'll stand by, we'll get as much as we can before the break in, but also expand on this after the break. This applies to anybody who's on United States roads.
Oh, yes. Anytime a driver, whether they are a driver from Mexico or a driver from Canada,
mm-hmm.
If they go through a roadside inspection, that information goes into the federal database.
Right. Okay. And the question, I guess, becomes at some point, then those foreign carriers, whether it's a Canadian carrier or ultimately, eventually, a Mexican carrier, that carrier could be shut down and be put ultimately out of service and not be able to do business here in the United States. Wait before you answer that. In fact, we'll go to a break and I'll let you answer that coming up next
on the Midnight Radio Network.